Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O, the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, peace and salutation of Allah be upon all of you. Salam, this is today's special, and we're gonna speak about entertainment in Islam.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an, fi ma sa'ina.
Grateful today for difference and change, for all colors and shades, 'cause you made it this way. وهبتنا النبراس في حب كل الناس أغبط لنا إحساس أنت هادينا.
Today, Friday, is the 27th of Rabiul Awwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Aban, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of November, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. A good suggestion for you at the first step of today's special. We'll listen to Surah Al-Fatir, Verse 44. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا.
Have they not traveled through the land and observed how was the end of those before them? And they were greater than them in power. But Allah is not to be caused failure by anything in the heavens or on the earth. Indeed, He is ever knowing and competent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
None should become proud of his power, since there have been many more powerful people than them who have been destroyed, and nothing can overcome the will of Allah. This verse invites the guilty polytheists to study the traces of the former nations and the fate which they afflicted with. This is for the sake that whenever they have studied in the history about those nations, they would see by their eyes in the lands belonging to them, and they would observe those things among their effects, so that they actually see what they have studied in the statements. Entertainment in Islam. That is today's special topic. Looking at the Islamic way of entertainment, what? Does that mean entertainment is allowed in Islam? Of course it is. However, it consists of stipulations which are to help in the betterment and growth of individuals. However, must not forget the rules. Even in the social gatherings, there are certain rules that one must follow. One example is that while joking, one should not speak falsely about anything. One would assume that it is a simple rule to follow, but it actually covers a wide range of topics. For instance, gossip. Although it is very entertaining to take part in such activities, one must refrain from such habits, as it can become very harmful for the society and first for our souls. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the recreation and enjoying oneself in everyday life as depicted in Islam. Now we find that there are some, in order to sum up, we find that there are several aims out of receiving recreation according to Islamic sources. One of them is receiving lessons and receiving advice from the faiths and history of other people. We find that the type of instruction and the type of attitude explicated and supported in the Islamic religion from having a historical outlook isn't just, I mean, to be informed about the history of bygone people just for the sake of being informed about it. Rather, the prime aim is just to be informed about the fate, I mean, what they did so that they had those certain ends up. In the Holy Quran, we find that there are accounts of many bygone nations, okay? Many people who showed dissidence against the divine prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched to them. And in many cases, we find that there are indications of the dissidence of and the oppositions and so on. So we find that the Holy Quran, as the intact word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recounts the stories, experiences of other nations, not for the sake of being a history book. Rather, it's for the sake of giving instruction, moral instruction to other people, because the same undesirable end and undesirable experience may befall other nations if they go the same way. So we find that this is one aspect of recreation. I mean, recreation sought out of receiving a historical education and awareness. Another one is making other people happy, or I mean, trying to make other people happy. Another one is for discharging our intellectual, discharging or purgating our feelings. Another purpose of recreation in Islam is prohibiting people from being drowned in the abysm of undesirable types of addiction, like, for example, addiction to drugs.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
What is forbidden or haram fun? It's an important question. The type of entertainment that a Muslim chooses should not be against the laws of Islam, such as modesty. At a Muslim should not have an aimless pleasure. And as mentioned in the Holy Quran, chapter 28, verse 76, indeed Allah does not like the boasters. Any entertainment related to gambling is forbidden, haram. Simply, because in gambling, there is haram for at least one person. Also, all kinds of entertainment that divert our attention from a godly life are forbidden, haram. The least useful that a form of entertainment should have for a Muslim is to refresh his or her soul and to strengthen his or her body.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full. Love, and you show that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. أمتي يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.
Forms of halal entertainment. Today we look at hanging out with the right crowd. Your friends either make you or break you. The Prophet said, every person follows the religion of his best friend, so be careful whom you befriend. Since we are all social beings, hanging out and socializing will be high on our list of ways of having fun. Yet, it is so important to have the right friends. Your friends are the ones who encourage you to pray or to skip the prayer and catch a movie. They are the ones who tell you your hijab looks beautiful or that it makes you look old. In the end, whom you choose to hang out with makes the biggest difference in who you become. Sadly, today we have an added problem in that having fun is looked up as haram. As a result, some practicing Muslims in this country are boring, so it is even harder to find a good friends here who are practicing yet cool and fun, but they do exist. You just have to look in the right places, hang out with those crowds, you will become a better Muslim and have an awesome time at the time.
The second type of entertainment, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have also many references to in our ahadith, is playing cards of gambling. What is the position of the religion of Islam when it comes to any game and gambling? Any game, any card game, board game that involves money and betting, we have clear hadiths about that. Because this is a type of gambling, and it also creates an addiction in the human being. So anything that involves betting, my dear brothers and sisters, this is considered a haram. Keep that in mind. The third form of entertainment, which is very, very common, the late night gatherings. What is the position of the religion of Islam when it comes to such gatherings? The first aspect is the excessive smoking. That's number one. Two is the time spent in these gatherings. Again, I'm not here to lecture you about smoking, but we have an Islamic principle called La Dharar, the law of no harm in the religion of Islam. The law of no harm states anything that's excessively harmful to your body is outlawed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think you own your body. Your body is a trust, amana given to you by your creator. Allah says use your body, but don't abuse it. Anything that causes you to abuse your body is impermissible in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, and here is another thought-provoking saying for our guidance from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Live amongst people in such a manner that if you die, they weep for you, and if you're alive, they crave for your company.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In one of our previous programs, we mentioned certain actions that seemingly have no relationship to memory, but they increase it. In this episode, we will mention a tradition that we said we will mention in the previous episode regarding the blessings of memory. Unfortunately, most of us do not really understand or do not really focus or pay attention to this blessing. What this is regarding most blessings, that we only really pay attention to it when it leaves us. For example, health, physical ability, and so on and so forth. So in this lengthy tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we see that he mentions the blessings of memory. So because the tradition is quite lengthy, we'll get straight into it. The Imam is reported to have said that he's in a narration that is known as the Hadith of Mufaddil. It's quite a lengthy tradition, it's quite a famous tradition as well. And he says to this companion of his, and says, have you ever thought what man's state would be
If from among all of his traits he missed the faculty of memory, then memory did not exist in him. And how many problems he would have suffered in his affairs, his livelihood and his experiences, if he did not remember what was to be of his benefit or what was to be to his benefit, and what will be to his detriment, what will, you know, be bad for him, what will, you know, hurt him, for example. What he had taken and what he had given, and what he had seen and what he had heard. And then the Imam continues and he says, he would not have learned the way even if he had traversed the same path countless times, and you continue to get lost. Why? Because you do not remember it. Or retained a science even he had kept learning it all of his life, or professed a religion, or benefited by an experience, or been able to take a lesson from anything that had happened. Truly, he would have lost the very basis of his humanity. So this is something for us to really consider, my dear brothers and sisters, this blessing of memory that we have. As we can see from the tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, just for example, if we had no memory, how would we remember, for example, our family members, our loved ones? And Imam clearly mentions that how would we remember if we had given something, if something had been taken from us? Even worse, so people will you know, take advantage of this. You know, if they know that, for example, a person's memory is really bad or has no memory, you know, they will completely take advantage of this person, take things from him, give him certain things. You know, he will not remember it the next day anyway. They will tease him, he will forget it, he will not know who his true friends are, who his enemies are, and so on and so forth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us truly understand the blessings that he has given us and to make use of them in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to them to be used, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. First of all, I would like to appreciate your presence, and I'm going to talk tonight about one important subject. Tonight, with the help of Almighty God, I'm going to start explaining some of the teachings that we have about nurturing and educating good and righteous descendants and children. We have to start with what we have about marriage, because in order to have good children, good offspring, you have to marry a good partner, a good spouse. In this regard also, we have many narrations. Another thing which is very important, it is not good to choose your partner of life from your close relatives. In a narration, once again from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, do not marry close relatives, as the child will come out weak. So it is interesting, even in recent findings of the science, we have the same recommendation and the same result could be seen, even probably you have seen in your relatives, in your friends. Each one of these titles has many narrations, but due to lack of time, and as I told you, there are many interesting points, I just choose some particular narrations under the title of the fact that we discussed. The next point, the role of what we eat, the role of food in our children. Whether if it is lawful or unlawful. We have in Surah Isra or Al-Asra, verse 64, when God talks to Satan, he says, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَنْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, share with them in wealth and children. Muhammad ibn Muslim, one of the companions of Imam Baqir, asked him, what's the meaning of this phrase of the Holy Quran? وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, explaining this phrase of the verse of the Holy Quran, he says, anything that comes from unlawful wealth is the share of Satan. Anything from haram or unlawful wealth, any type of property, any type of food that we consume is considered to be a share of Satan. And the manifestation of this share could be seen in the case of the child. Imam continues explaining and saying, the child will be from both. If the food that the father has consumed is an unlawful food, the haram food, his child will be not just for him, rather he or she will be for him and Satan, both of them. We have the same fact in the other narrations as well. So this is a very important point.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are.
Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Unfortunately, sometimes we do not care about what we eat. It is a very subtle point that we have to pay attention to it. Otherwise, we're not going to have a good life for ourselves and our family. And always, whenever I talk about haram food, almost always, I remember that famous saying of Imam Hussein in the day of Ashura, when he addresses the army of Yazid, saying that the reason why you do not understand me, you're going to kill me, and my advices are not effective in you, is that your bellies are full of haram food. This is the consequence of consuming unlawful food. That is enough in this regard. On the other hand, we have recommendation of pure and halal food.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Okay, thank you very much for your good attention and your time. God bless you all, and I ask Almighty God to strengthen our faith in Him and give us this tawfiq and success to know our duties and responsibilities and to be real followers of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and our Imams, and having good children exactly in accordance with their recommendations and teachings. Thank you very much. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلاء
صار ورائي.
ليلا دنا هذه نهاية حالي فارشدت
قرآن كويست يس بليز
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركة
قرآن كويست answering your Quranic questions
الشيطان ومن زلاتي
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركة تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد to all our brothers and sisters seekers of knowledge and wisdom Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh You are listening to IRIB English Radio Broadcasting from Iran This is Quran Quest the program where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib Zaatar Sheikh Habib Zaatar Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi It's always a pleasure to have you here
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's always an honor to be here. I hope we could stay here as well.
Thank you very much. We're going to listen to verses 7 to 9 of chapter 84, Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which has been translated as a splitter. We'll listen to these verses and we'll be back for our discussion.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ
Then as for he who is given his record in his right hand, he will be judged with an easy account. And return to his people in happiness.
You're back on IRIB English Radio Broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 7 to 9 from chapter 84, that is Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the splitter. So in these few verses, Sheikh Habib Zaatar, it says that then as for him who has given his record in his right hand, just to put our audience in context, we're talking about the Day of Judgment and how various groups receive their Book of Deeds. And we're talking about the people who receive their Book of Deeds in their right hand. In the previous episode, you explained that right hand is symbolic. It doesn't mean that being left-handed in the world is bad. But in the culture and in the language of that time, and even to this day, right hand symbolizes success and righteousness. So these people we say that the Quran says that these people shall receive an easy reckoning. And whenever we're talking about the Day of Judgment, we always remember about how accurate everything is going to be, how severe everything is going to be. But here we are. The Quran is saying it's going to be easy for people who get it to their right hand. Can you explain these differences, please?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This question actually was asked at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi when he was stating a narration that every person that will be judged or that will be, you know, reckoned at the Day of Judgment will be punished. The question from a smart asker actually really just popped up to his mind and asked, what about the verse, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسِبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا? Then the Prophet answered, what is meant by يُحَاسِبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا? And pretty much what it means is that their reckoning actually is not reckoning and being judged in front of the people and whatnot. But it's rather like criticizing in a soft way. Like, why did you do that? And what went to your mind to do such a thing and whatnot? To a point where we have another narration that states when he talks to the servant, it will be alone without the people watching him, unlike the, you know, like normal people where they would be
everything will be on show. Yeah. These people will get privacy.
They get a little privacy.
It's an expression of disappointment. We didn't expect you to do this.
Yeah, and it really hurts, huh?
It does
hurt,
yes.
Especially when, like, you're a believer and your main goal in life is to reach the satisfaction of your Creator and your Lord and the one you truly love. And then He comes and criticizes you and rebukes you, but even though it's not like in a harsh manner and whatnot, but still, this person who you, this thing that you wanted its satisfaction, actually coming and stating, I will not satisfy with you, really hurts. It is very painful. We have like this in Dua Kumail, actually. Like, even if I was able to bear the fire, I was able to bear that your companions were far away from me. But how do I bear look at you unsatisfied with me?
Yeah, not a very good example from my side, but it's like a criminal father whose child loves him and then the crime becomes evident, and it's not the prison or anything that he's scared of, but it's the disappointment in his child's eye which hurts the most.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back to explore these verses more. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 7, 8, and 9 from chapter 84, the splitter. So we said that one interpretation from the Prophet is that by easy reckoning, it means that they won't be reprimanded for what they have done, but rather God will express His disappointment in them somehow as to that they were good people, they shouldn't have made such a sin. Are there more explanations about this easy reckoning?
First of all, you have to keep this in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only punish on the Day of Judgment. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hurries the punishment in this world before the afterlife, and also hurries the reward for the good deeds you've done in this world before the afterlife. And during the afterlife, who states that that person didn't get punished, either in his grave or during the Day of Judgment, he will be thrown, for example, into hellfire for a specific time. Then, of course, we're talking about there are many different types of sins, actually. There are the sins that deserve hellfire, and there are sins like the small sins.
Right? They reduce their position in heaven.
Exactly, yeah. They reduce their position in heaven, or like you enter heaven as a servant, you don't enter heaven as a, you know, at that high status and whatnot. So I think all these have to be put in mind. And I think after the break, we could look more into detail into that.
Thank you very much. That would be nice. Well, we will be back with Sheikh Habib for more on this question. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are going through verses 7, 8, and 9 of chapter 84. Just before the break, we asked Sheikh Habib that when God promises an easy reckoning to people who receive their book of deeds in their right hand, does he mean that they're getting away with their deeds? You nicely explained that the punishment isn't only on the Day of Judgment. It can be in the world, it can be at the moment of death, it can be in the barzakh, which is between the two worlds, and also that on the Day of Judgment itself, there could be some hellfire, some kind of punishment as well, or some reduction in their rank in heaven. What else is the ways for them to...
I wanted to bring in more examples, actually, from the sayings of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, who could explain it, which can help us understand this more. For example, one of the sayings states, a man came to Imam al-Ridha, alayhi salam, and asked him, he told him, why do I see that a non-believer, when he dies, he's relaxed, he's happy, and he's glowing, and everyone around him is crying, but he's so relaxed, he's so okay. Then I go to the believer, and I see him in so much pain, so much agony, and everything is just, you know, chaotic around him, and you just feel like he's going through so much pain. Imam Ridha alayhi salam answered that, as for the non-believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he, that non-believer actually, had good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reward him in this world. Therefore, he would enter the afterlife, you know,
already being rewarded.
Rewarded, and then you're red-handed with that sin of disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as for the believer, this believer had sinned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to purify him by pain in his death, so he would return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleansed and pure. Then you also have like the sayings that say ضغطة القبر, the pressure on the...
In the grave. The first night.
That also is a reason of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin. Then you cannot forget about the tawassul bi Ahlul Bayt, and the Ahlul Bayt also have, you know,
power of intercession.
Intercession with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if their intercession is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his sins will be removed as well. And of course, you have to be, you know, a good person to receive the intercession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be a believer yourself. You have to be a Muslim yourself. And give me a promise that this person who claims to sin and will get away with the intercession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will die a Muslim or die a believer. Who states that this person who drinks all his life and claims to be a Muslim will die a Muslim? That's also something we should keep in our mind. As well as the status of heaven. And it really hurts. I will give an example. For example, you come and you're in a class of 30. You're reading, but you don't read that much. Even though you know you're going to pass the test and exam, you come and you see the different statuses and levels of your classmates, and you see you're ranked at number 30. And you see the one that's ranked in first place has the best job, the best house, the best car, and whatnot.
You think that I could have been that person.
I could have been that person. And that really hurts, you know. It kind of hurts, you know, from the inside. I could have done that. My potential, I killed my own potential. And that's also, you know, that's enough punishment for me, actually.
Yeah, that's something we can relate to in our lives, I guess.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Habib. That was a very nice program with you. I hope our audience enjoyed it just as much as I did. If you missed the program, you can always download an archive of this episode and the previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of Quran recitation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of عمل انسان بعد از
self purification is the most significant fact.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.